好，把时间交给 David 医生了。
Then we give the time.
Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Today's message title is Rapture or Tribulation.
今天我要讲的信息是被提或灾难。
This is the third message on my series of Jesus' second coming.
这是我信息的一系列信息中的第一个耶稣再来的时候。
Yeah, the first message was preached two and a half months ago. Two and a half months ago on Mother's Day.
两个半月以前母亲节的时候，我讲过耶稣第二次降临。
Yeah, and then 1 month ago, the second message was preached.On Israel, God's alarm clock for Christ's return.
一个月之前我有讲以色列主再来的闹钟。
So today is the first message.
今天是第一个信息。
Now, end time messages are not preached often at all.
末世的信息是比较困难的。
In fact, in the last 50 years, when I lived in the United States, I have only heard this message once.
实际上呢，在我在美国待的50年，我只听过一次这样的信息。
And that was 12 years ago in GCAC, when we invited Minister Grace Lee to came to give us a talk.
那就是12年呢，李玉慧传道在 GCAC 对我们的讲道。
She came and she gave us 8 hours of heavy stuff in a lesson.
她来了以后给我们讲了8个小时很沉重的话题。
We need this kind of message as the second coming of Christ is getting closer and there are more signs of his return unfolding before our eyes.
像这样的信息关于主再来，这样是在慢慢的在我们的年代已经开始展开了。
When some of my friends in the other church heard that I've been preaching on this message, they have different reactions.
当我的朋友在别的教会听说我要讲这样的信息呢，他们的反应是很不一样的。
Yeah, one say, oh, it is an interesting but hard subject.
有一个朋友说是一个很有趣但是一个比较困难讲的题目。
In fact, one seminary president said, most seminary graduates, they have not taken a course in prophecy, before they finish school.
有一个神学院的校长说多数的神学院的学生呢在他们毕业之前都没有听过这样的课。
So if they haven't taken the course, then they're going to preach on this.
如果他们没有听过这样的课，他们如何讲这样的道呢？
Yeah. Well, it is a hard subject, but we have been promised that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand it because He is the author and the interpreter of the Bible.
虽然是一个非常困难的题目，但是我们知道我们的圣灵能够帮助我们理解，因为他是圣经的作者，他也是圣经的解说家。
Yeah, another friend say that, David, you really have the guts to preach on this subject because it's very controversial.
另外一个朋友说，你一定要有胆量才能讲这样子非常有争议的话题。
Because there are different theological views.
因为这样子在神学上有很多不同的观点。
Yeah, for example, there is a premillennialism view, a postmillennialism view, and then there is an amillennialism view.
比如说吧，有前千禧年、后千禧年、无千禧年的不同的宗派的教不同的。
Most of the Christians haven't heard about it. They don't know what it is, and they are confused.
多数的基督徒都连听都没有听过，他们很困扰。
So how do they know which one is right?
那他们怎么知道哪一个是真正正确的呢？
But if we desire to know the truth, and we diligently study the Bible, carefully study the Bible, then with the help of the Holy Spirit and distinguished Bible scholars, we can sort things out.
如果我们非常认真仔细地查解圣经，也借助着圣灵的帮助，同时呢，一些神学的学者的帮助，我们能把事情慢慢分析清楚。
Yeah. Well, another person say these messages are too negative.
另外一个朋友说，这是一个比较负面的信息。
People don't like to hear that.
人们不喜欢听。
They want to hear about love, joy, and blessing.
他们比较喜欢听爱呀、恩典呐、和祝福啊。
That's why so many people flock to those churches that preach prosperity gospel.
所以呢，很多人都蜂拥而至去那样的教会，他们在讲到了成功神学，他们讲成功神学。
Yeah, but.End time messages are not negative. This is a gross misunderstanding.
但是末世的信息呢，不是一个负面的信息，这是一个误解。
Well, the return of Christ is not our nightmare, but it is called the blessed hope.
耶稣再来不是我们的噩梦，是我们有福的盼望。
Yeah, and it's.Second coming is to deliver us from the wrath of God.
他的第二次再来呢，是把我们从神的愤怒中解救出来。
Now, very soon we are going into study the book of Titus in our 2-1-1 Bible study plan.
我们在211计划的时候要开始学习提多书了。
And very soon you come across this verse in chapter 2.It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly life in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, what is the blessed hope? The glorious appearance.Of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
提多书二章十一到十三节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀的显现。
This hope is not a wishful thinking, but it is assured.
这个盼望呢，不是只是自相情愿的想法，是有确据的。
Romans chapter 5 tells us this hope does not disappoint us, because it is promised by our Lord Jesus, by the angels, and by the apostles in their epistles, which are inspired by God.
罗马书告诉我们，我们这样的盼望是不至于羞耻的，因为是我们神的应许，是天使向我们显现，也是使徒在他的书信里圣灵给他们感动所写出来的。
Our hope is called blessed, which means we will be joyful beyond expectation, beyond measure, and beyond description.
我们的盼望是受祝福的，这个喜乐是超过我们所求所想的。
Yeah, and what are the joy that will be in? Those who are asleep in Christ will be resurrected and join us.
另外一个值得喜乐的事情就是说，这些在基督里已经睡了的人，他会与我们醒过来，与我们同行。
And this includes some of our loved ones in the family, our parents, and our relatives and friends.
这包括我们已经过世的家人，我们的父母和我们的一些朋友。
We long to be with them and meet them again.
我们是这样渴望与他们再相见，和他们在一起。
And then our humble and perishable body will become non-perishable, and will be glorified and become like Christ.
那我们可以毁坏的身体呢，就会变成不会毁坏的，在主耶稣里会得到荣耀。
We don't need to worry about aging and getting sick and die.
我们不会再因为年老生病死亡而担忧了。
Much less getting infected with this COVID-19.
更不用担心被这个 COVID 病毒给传染了。
Yeah. And death will be swallowed up and will be delivered from the presence of sin.
死亡会被吞灭，我们会从罪中得解脱。
We'll no longer die, and sin will not only have any power over us, but we'll even not see it.
我们就不会有死亡，罪呢也不会有控制我们的权利了，我们也不会再看见罪了。
We will meet face to face with our Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们要与那爱我们的神面对面相见。
And we will be in the Lamb's wedding feast.
我们也会参加羔羊的婚宴。
These are just some of the examples. I'm pretty sure there are other things we will be, we'll meet when we see the Lord.
这些就是一些的给你看的一些样式，当有一些，当然还有更多的事情，当我们见主耶稣的时候会让我们喜悦的事情。
Many people, they do not want to read the book of Revelation. They say it's too hard and too horrible.
很多人呢不愿意读启示录，因为他们觉得太可怕了，然后非常难读。
But what does the book say in the very beginning?
但是这个启示录一开始是怎么讲的呢？
There's a promise of blessing. It says, blessed is the one who reads the word of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it.
但是这个书一开始是有祝福的，启示录一章第三节，念这书上预言和这听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日子近了。
Okay, so what is the rapture?
所以那什么是被提呢？
The rapture is described primarily in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 50 to 54.
被提主要呢在圣经中两个章节里显示出来，提撒罗尼迦前书四章十三到十八节，以及哥林多前书十五章五十到五十四节记载。
Well, let us hear the word of God and read along this passage, and we'll hear the Chinese reading first and then the English.
那我们一起听一下，和我们大家可以一起朗读这两段章文。
论到睡了的人。我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
The word rapture comes from a Latin word meaning snatch away.
被提是从一个拉丁文的字根来的，是被抢走。
The word rapture is not found in the Bible, but the concept is clearly taught in the Bible.
被提这个字本身没有在圣经出现，但是它的意义是清清楚楚的被教导的。
The rapture of the church is the event in which God snatched away all the believers who belong to him from earth in order to make way for his righteous judgment to be poured out on the earth during the tribulation period.
被提就是神要把他的信徒抢走，在他大灾难的时候，他的公义要审判这个世界的时候。
Matthew 24:40-41 implicitly describes the rapture. It says, two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left.
在马太福音24:40-41记载，那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Now, I'm aware there are two interpretations of this passage. One interpretation says that the one who's taken is the one taken for judgment, and the other one who is left is actually the one saved.
我知道有两种解释，有一个解释说被拿去的是受了惩罚，留下的是没有。
But if you look at the context of the passage, especially Matthew 25, talking about the 10th version, I think it clearly indicates the one taken is the one who is saved.
但是你如果从这个圣经章节的上下文来看呢，是在特别是25章关于那10个童女的故事，当然这个显示的是被取去的是得救的。
Yeah, in fact, the editors of the New English Translation Bible, the NET Bible, favor an opinion that these two verses in Matthew 24 are taken, indicate those who are taken are saved and those who are left behind are judged.
这个新英文译版的编辑呢，特别的讲他是觉得这个被带走的是得救的，留下的是被审判的。
Now the rapture is to be distinguished from the second coming of Christ. They are two different events at different times.
被提和主的第二次再来是两个不同的时间，不同的事件。
At the rapture, the Lord comes in the clouds to meet us in the air.
被提主在空中显现，我们在空中与他相遇。
So, like a passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, and there will be a voice of the archangels, and there will be a trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will resurrect, and after that, those of us who are still alive will be caught up together with those resurrected in the cloud to meet the Lord Jesus.
贴前的4:16-17，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使响的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这还活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里， 在空中与主相遇。
So this is the rapture, and we meet the Lord Jesus in the air and stay there for some time.
这就是被提，我们在空中与主相遇，我们跟他一起在一段时间。
But the second coming is after some time, the Lord descends with us from the air all the way back down to earth to stand on the Mount of Olives, followed by a defeat of God's enemies.
但是主的再来呢，是他从天而降，来到地上，在橄榄山上，他打败了他敌人。
Yeah. Now, there are three theological views of the rapture.
有三种不同的神学视角关于
The first view, which is the oldest view, is post-tribulation rapture.
第一个观点是灾后被提。
Okay, this is a time chart. We have Jesus crucified here, and then after he crucified, he was resurrected and ascended back to heaven.
这是时间段，就是耶稣在十字架下被钉，然后回升天。
And then it is followed by the church age.
接下来是教会的年段。
Okay, and preceding the return of Christ, there will be 7 years of tribulation on earth.
在主第二次再来之前，将有7年的大灾难。
And then Christ returns and establish the kingdom of heaven for 1,000 years on the earth.
然后主再来，建立了千禧年国度。
And then there will be a large judgment of everybody, believer and unbeliever, and before going into eternity.
然后有最后的审判，最后审判了以后就是永恒。
Okay, and in this post-tribulation rapture view, I think there must be some mistake here. Somehow something get messed up. Jesus returned at the end of the 7-year tribulation, and the church raptured also at the end of the tribulation.
这个图可能有一些错误。那实际上这个灾后被提是指7年之后呢，主再来，主的第二次再来，然后我们被提是在这7年灾难之后。
Okay, where the mid-tribulation rapture indicated that Christ descend in the middle of the tribulation and the church rapture to meet him in the middle of the tribulation.
灾中被提的观点呢，是在这7年大灾难之中，耶稣降临在空中，基督徒被提。
Yeah, and then the church stay with Christ in the air for 3.5 years before descending at the end of the tribulation.
基督徒在空中与神相处3年半，然后再次降临，在灾难之后降临。
Yeah.So in both the post-tribulation and the mid-tribulation rapture view, the church have to go through either part of the tribulation or all of the tribulation.
在灾中和灾后被提呢，就是我们基督徒或许会在7年大灾难中经历3年半，或者整个7年的大灾难。
Okay, and then we have the pre-tribulation rapture, in which it says that the Lord will come before the beginning of the tribulation and the church rapture to meet him also before the tribulation.
在灾前被提的关呢，是耶稣在空中与我们相遇，是在7年大灾难之前我们就被提到空中了。
This the post-tribulation rapture will chart was messed up because I did some last minute editing this morning.
这个在后被提的这个图像呢，是有一点错，有一点点错误了。
Yeah, and because I added something, and then it's because the pre-tribulation rapture wheel was not there 200 years ago.
啊，在灾前被提这个观点，两百年以前还没有有人有这个观点。
Yeah, the person who started this theological view, his name is called John Darby.
这个灾前被提的这个观点呢，是 John Darby 提出来的。
You can see that he lived from 1800 to 1882.
他所生活的年代是1800年到1882年。
He's a very godly man and a Bible scholar.
他是一个著名的神学的学者，圣经学者。
In fact, he came up with a translation version of the Bible.
他同时呢也翻译了圣经的版本。
So some people say that this is new stuff. It was never there before. And John invented something that is not right.
所以有人说这些从来没有有人听说过啊，是这个John的这位先生自己发明的吧。
I disagree.
我不同意。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because I think as we get closer and closer to the end time, God gives us better understanding of the mystery.
我认为呢，在我们越来越接近末世的时候，神让我们越来越明白他的奥秘了。
For example, last time,I pointed out that the Old Testament prophets, none of them see the church age. They never see the Gentile become saved and become God's people.
比如说吧，在旧约里边的先知，他们都没有看到外邦人能够归入神，能成为神的子民。
In fact, even the 12 disciples of Christ, they have a hard time.Accepting the fact that Gentile will be saved and be with the Israelite people together in the kingdom.
甚至于神的十二个使徒都很难接受外邦人能够成为神的子民。
But as the time comes, God revealed this mystery to Apostle Paul and Peter also, and now we understand.
时间到了的时候呢，神就向保罗、彼得显示他的奥秘。现在我们就可以明白。
So I believe as we get closer and closer to the end time, God will allow us to have better understanding of the end time prophecies.
所以我认为，在我们越来越临近末世的时候呢，神会让我们更加的明白他的奥秘。
Okay, now.Our concept of the rapture theological views has great implications.
我们对于这个灾中、灾后、灾前被提的这种不同的观点呢，是对我们的实际生活中有很大的影响的。
Well, what is going to be the next thing that we will face?
主要是我们所面对的事情，我们该如何处理？
In the post-tribulation or mid-tribulation rapture, the next thing we need to face is the tribulation.
在灾后和灾中被提，我们下一个要面对的就是末世的大灾难。
But in the pre-tribulation rapture view, the next thing that will happen to us is the rapture.
在灾前被提的这个观点，我们下一步要面对的是被提。
Who is going to meet? Who are we going to meet next?
我们接下来要见到的是谁呢?
Well, in the post-tribulation and mid-tribulation rapture view, the person we will meet is the Antichrist.
在灾后灾中被提的观点中，我们下一步要遇见的就是敌基督。
Whereas in the pre-tribulation rapture view, the next person we will meet is Christ.
灾前被提的观点呢，下一个我们要见到的是基督。
And what are we going to do?
那我们该怎么做呢?
Well, in the post-tribulation and mid-tribulation rapture, we need to prepare to flee.
如果是灾后或灾中被提呢，我们就要准备逃难了。
But in the pre-tribulation rapture, we need to watch and pray and prepare.
在灾前被提的观点之下呢，我们要警醒的祷告。
Yeah, prepare to meet the Lord.
警醒祷告，准备见主耶稣。
Well, two, 3 months ago, when the pandemic was very serious in New York, I heard that some rich people, they fled New York City and they went to some mountain resort or some remote beach town.
在两三个月之前，在纽约疫情很严重的时候，我听说有一些比较富有的人已经逃离纽约到山里或者在海边的小镇去了。
Yeah, so if the post-tribulation and mid-tribulation rapture will be correct, then we need to perhaps move to some islands in the Pacific or Indian Ocean.
如果是灾后或者灾中被提这个观点是正确的话，我们就要准备到南美的岛上去逃离了。
And prepare lots of food supplies.
要准备很多的食物。
But if it is pre-tribulation rapture, then we don't need to prepare anything.
如果是灾前被提呢，我们就不需要预备什么东西了。
Now, in the past several months, I've spent countless hours and read many, many articles and books and hear messages to sort out which one is correct.
在过去这几个月，我读了很多很多的文献书。来考虑是哪一个观点呢是比较正确的呢
？And I'm convinced that the pre-tribulation rapture will is the correct one.
我自己呢是比较坚定的认为教会灾前被提是比较正确的。
I have 7 reasons.
我有一些原因。
Reason number one.The end time tribulation are not for the church.
我认为的第一个原因就是末世灾难不是给教会的。
The second reason, God always delivers the righteous from his wrath and judgment.
原因第二呢是神从来都拯救义人脱离他的愤怒和审判。
Reason number three, Jesus gave us an escape instruction.From tribulations.
第三个原因呢，主耶稣特别给我们了逃离灾难的指导。
Reason number four, there's no mention of the church during the tribulations in the book of Revelation.
第四个原因，在启示录的灾难中呢，我们就没有看到提及教会了。
Reason number five, end time tribulation are for Israel's judgment.Repentance and salvation.
第五个原因，末世的灾难是为犹太人的审判、悔改、得救而设的。
Reason number six, the church age will end before the tribulation begins.
第六个原因，教会的时代会在末日灾难前就结束了。
And the last reason, nobody knows the day and hour of Christ's return.
最后一个原因就是没有知道主再来的日子和时辰。
And I tell you the reason why, this is important.
我会告诉你为什么这一点是重要。
So, today's message will explain these 7 rationale for pre-tribulation rapture.
今天的信息呢，我就要把这七个原因仔细讲给你们听。
Reason number one, the church is not appointed, for end-time tribulation.
第一个原因，末世的灾难不是留给教会用的。
In the First Thessalonians chapter 5, chapter 1 and chapter 5 again, I kind of mixed up these verses. It says, "Let us put on the hope of salvation as a helmet, and let us wait for His Son from heaven, Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. For God.Did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章八节、一章十节、五章九节中记载到，我们当把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上，等候他儿子从天降临，就是那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着主耶稣基督得救。
Okay, and then Romans chapter 5 verse 9 says, since we now have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
罗马书五章九节，所以我们现在既然因他的血称义，就更要借着他免受神的愤怒。
So the wrath of God is not for us.
所以神的愤怒是不为我们设置的。
Because Jesus on the cross already bore the wrath of God for us.
因为神耶稣基督在十字架上为我们承担了神的愤怒。
And then Hebrews chapter 9 say Christ will appear a second time, not to bear sin for the world anymore, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting eagerly for him.
希伯来书九章二十八节，基督第二次显现与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
What salvation is Jesus going to bring us when he appears for the second time?
拯救是他要来的第二次来的原因。
Yeah, he's going to deliver us from the tribulation, from God's wrath.
他会把我们从大灾难之中解救出来。
Yeah. And then there is a promise to the church in Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3.
在启示录三章十节记载到。
Yeah, since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth.
你们既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你们免去你的试炼。
Reason number two, God always delivers the righteous from his wrath and judgment.
第二个原因，神向来都拯救义人脱离他的愤怒和审判。
God consistently do that. He protects the righteous and deliver them before he pour his wrath and judgment on the wicked and ungodly.
神持续的这样做，他保守他的义人，拯救他。当他在对地上的恶人实行惩罚的时候。
Yeah. Well, let us look at 2 Peter chapter 2.
让我们看一下彼得后书的第二章。
It says, God did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, who is a picture of righteousness, and seven others in his family.
彼得后书二章五节，神也没有宽容上古的世代，神叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保守传义道的挪亚一家八口。
Well, maybe some of you say that I don't measure up to Noah, so how can I know that I will be saved also?
也许你们当中有人会说，哦，跟挪亚比起来，我差多了，我怎么能够得救呢？
Well, can you compare yourself to Lot, L-O-T, who is the niece of Abraham?
但是你是不是可以跟亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德相比呢？
Well, because Peter.Immediately followed by another example, to say, if God condemned the city of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and make them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trial and to hold the unrighteous.For the day of judgment while continuing their punishment.
紧接着彼得在彼得后书二章六到九节就说到，神又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城 心腹，烧成灰烬，作为后世不可近前人的借鉴，又搭救了那常为恶人实行忧伤的一人。
Well,
罗德主知道搭救近前的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等到审判的日子。
Many of you may scratch your head. Is Lot a righteous man?
也许你会抓你的头说，罗德是个义人吗？
Well, it needs some explaining, but we don't have the time to go into this.
也许需要一些解释，但是我们现在没有时间仔细的解释了。
But in this chapter of Second Peter, Lord was called righteous three times. He was counted righteous.
在这彼得后书这个章节当中，罗德被称为义人三次。
Yeah. Okay.Right, the first reason Jesus gave us an escape instruction from tribulation in Luke chapter 21.
第三个原因呢，主耶稣给我们了逃离灾难的指导，在路加福音21:36。
So what did Jesus say there?
耶稣说什么呢？
He first gave us a warning. Be careful or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness, which means self-indulgence, and by the anxiety of this life, that they will close on you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth.
路加福音21:36，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就同罗网忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地一切居住的人。
After warning us, he then instructed us how to escape.
他警告了以后，就告诉我们如何逃离灾难。
He says, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things.That will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
你们要时刻警醒，常常祈求，好让你们能脱离这一切要发生的事，可以站在人子面前。
Reason number four, okay? In the book of Tribulation, where it describes the tribulation, the church was not mentioned at all.
第四个原因。在启示录的灾难的记载中呢，就没有提到教会。
Well, first of all, we need to take attention that the events in Revelation are chronological.
我们要首先注意呢，在启示录的事件发生的是按照时间的顺序发生的。
The book has 22 chapters.
启示录有22个章节。
And it is arranged.Chronologically,
是在时按照时间的递增而记载的。
Chapter 1 is the past, what Apostle John saw around 95 AD in the island of Patmos.
第一章记载使徒约翰在公元后95年在巴摩海岛中的记载。
And chapter 2 and 3, talking about the present time where the seven churches on earth, is on earth.
第二、第三章记载现在的时间段，教会时期的地上的七个教会。
Okay. And then from chapter 4 all the way until 22 is talking about the future.
从第四章一直到22章是讲未来的事情。
Let us go to the end first.
让我们先到未来看一看。
In chapter 20, after Jesus returned to earth, he ruled in the millennium for 1,000 years.
在第20章，耶稣回到地上，基督在地上作王千年。
And then after the 1,000 years, there will be a new heaven and earth and eternity.
在千禧年之后呢，在二十一章到22章，有新天新地永恒。
So what happened in chapter 4 to 19?
啊，那从第四章到十九章发生了什么事情呢？
Let us take a look.
看一看，我们一起看一看。
In chapter 4, all of a sudden, the scene is changed up to heaven. There is a worship around the throne.
从第四章开始，突然这些事情都是在天上发生了，天上围绕宝座的敬拜。
And who is doing the worship?
是谁在做敬拜呢？
I am convinced it is the church, although some people say they are the Israelite people.
我确认是教会，有些人认为是以色列人。
Well, Israel is still on earth, going through the tribulation.
那时呢，以色列人还在地上经过大灾难呢。
Because in chapter 6 to 18, where the tribulation go on earth, Israel is there.
在第六章到十八章，地上经历大灾难的时候呢，以色列人还在地上。
And there is three successions of tribulation, seven seals, seven trumps, and seven bowls.
地上的大灾难包括七印、七号、七碗。
And Israel was there, but the church was not mentioned.
以色列人还在地上，那时候教会就没有再提到了。
Well, chapter 19, the scene is back up to heaven again.
第十九章呢，这个光景又回到天上了。
And there is a wedding, the Lamb's wedding.
所描述的是天上羔羊的婚宴。
Who is getting married?
是谁结婚呢？
Married to the Lamb of God.
是与神的羔羊的婚宴。
That's none other than the church.
当然是教会了。
Because the church is the bride of Christ.
因为教会是主耶稣的新娘。
And this wedding happened before Christ coming back down to earth.
这个婚宴呢是在耶稣回到地上之前。
Okay, so let us look at some detail in chapter 4 and 5.
那我们仔细看一下第四章和第五章。
As I mentioned, there is a scene change from earth in chapter 3 to heaven in chapter 4.
就像我刚才讲到场景呢，从第三章到第四章是从地换到天上了。
And there is worship around the throne in chapter 4 and 5.
第四章、第五章有讲在天上宝座前的敬拜。
Who is doing the worshiping?
是谁在敬拜呢？
24 elders.
24个长老。
And as I said, some people say these are elders in the, from Israel.
有些人说这是24个以色列的长老。
Yeah, but if you look at the description, you know they are the church.
但是你仔细看一下他的描述呢，你就知道这是指的教会。
They wear crowns which are for the overcomers of the church. Crown, C-R-O-W-N.
他是实际上是尊贵这些在教会里成圣的教会。
And they sang a new song.
他们唱一首新歌。
And what did they sing?
他们在唱什么呢？
You are worthy, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open the seal, because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased man for God from every tribe, and every language, and every people, and every nation.
他们所唱的新歌是说，主，你配拿书卷，配揭开西印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
So, who else can they be except the church? Because it is Gentile people.
那这样子想了以后，就是他们除了教会还能是别人吗？
Yeah. So, how...When and how did the church go from earth in Revelation chapter 3 to heaven in chapter 4?
什么时候是怎样教会从启示录第三章到了天上启示录第四章呢？
The only way to explain is that the church has been raptured.
唯一的解释就是毫无疑问的教会被提升到天上了。
Let us look at the beginning of chapter 4.
好，让我们一起来看一下启示录四章的一开始。
What does it say? What does it say?
他在说什么呢？
After this I look up, and there before me a door standing open in heaven, and there was a voice, and there was a trumpet call, and there is a voice call to say, come up here.
启示录四章一节，此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
You see, a voice, a trumpet call, and then a catching up.
你看一个声音，吹号的声音，说你上到这里来。
Yeah, this is this the same description of thePassage we read in First Thessalonians chapter 4?
这不是同样的信息吗？在我们在提撒罗尼迦前书读到的。
So, it is very convincing to me that the church was raptured before the tribulation began in Revelation chapter 6.
所以我自己确认这个提升是在大灾难之前。
Okay, reason number 5.Okay, if the tribulation is not for the church, what are they for? Well, the answer is, end time tribulations are for Israel's judgment, repentance, and salvation.
那如果第五个原因，那如果这个大灾难不是为教会预备的，那是为谁预备呢？越是灾末世的灾难是为犹太人的审判悔改。
Remember, when we read Matthew chapter 24, it says, when the big tribulation begins, Jesus says, let those who are in Judea flee to mountain, pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on Sabbath day, for then there will be great distress. If those days had not been cut short,No one would survive, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened.
就像马太福音24章16节20到22节所讲的，那时在犹太当应该逃到山上，你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬日或是安息日，因为那时必有大灾难。若不减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个得救的，只是为选民那日子必减少了。
Look at all these words, Judea, Sabbath day, and the elect.
请看这些字，在犹太的、安息日和被选的民。
All these are for the Jews, not for us.
这些是为犹太人预备的，不是为我们。
Okay.And then, even as early as in the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about this tribulation for the Jewish people.
甚至在更早的时候，在生命记中的记载已经谈到对犹太人的大灾难。
In Deuteronomy chapter 24, it says, But from there you will seek the Lord your God. From where?And you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. So, when you are in tribulation, look at that. Okay, when you are in tribulation and all these things come upon you in the latter day, in the end days, you will return to the Lord your God.
在生命中24章16节20到22节中记载，但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你们尽心尽性寻求他的时候就必寻见，日后你们遭遇一切患难的时候，你必归回耶和华你神，听从他的话。
It clearly says that in the end time Israel will have big trouble, big tribulation, but they will seek God and return to God.
这里清清楚楚记载，日后以色列人要遭遇大灾难，他们必归回神。
And then in the book of Jeremiah chapter 30, it says, how awful that day will be. None will be like it. It will be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved out of it.
在耶利米书三十章七节记到，哀哉，那日为大，无日可比。这是雅各遭难的时候，但他必被救出来。
What's the other name for Jacob?
雅各的另一个名字是什么呢？
God tells him to change his name to Israel.
神告诉雅各把他的名字改成以色列。
So the tribulation is for the Israelites.
所以末世的灾难是为犹太人准备。
And then, last time we talked about the poverty of Daniel.
然后呢，我们也可以看看但以理的预言。
Yeah, God told Daniel 490 years of history has been predetermined for their nation.
神向但以理显示490年的历史。
Yeah, and from the beginning of this period to the time Jesus come for the first time,There was only 69 weeks.
从一开始到耶稣第一次再来是69周。
One week is 7 years, so it's 483 years.
一个星期代表的是七年。
Now, so there's 1 week left or 7 years left.
所以只有七年，剩下七年了。
Where's the 7 years?
那哪七年呢？
Well, okay, the Messiah come, he was coming to establish the kingdom, but the Jewish people rejected him, crucified him, and the Messiah returned to heaven.
当弥赛亚第一次来的时候，是来建立他的国度，但是犹太人拒绝了他，把他钉死在十字架，他回到天上。
So, Jesus is going to come a second time, and before he come a second time, 7 years before that, the program for Israel will resume.
在他第二次来之前的七年呢，犹太的历史又开始重新写起了。
Yeah, and so that make up all 77 weeks.
这总共的这个时间段是77周。
Yeah, 69 plus 1, that's 70.
这是六之前69，再加上最后七周。
So this is a program for the Israelite.
这就是以色列的时间段。
Okay, then the sixth reason is the church age will end before the tribulation.
第六个原因，教会的时代呢会在末日灾难前结束。
Well, let's go back. We mentioned that God has a program of history for the Israelites. 69 weeks here, okay.And then 1 week here, making up altogether 490 years.
神对以色列的计划是有49年434年之前还有最后的七年。
But since Israel rejected him and the Messiah went back to heaven, so The program was suspended.
因为耶稣的第一次来被犹太人拒绝，被钉十字架，耶稣升天，所以呢，以色列的这个时间段被切断了。
And then God started a new program which was never prophesied by the Old Testament.
那神呢就开启了另外一个时间段，是在
This is the church age.
这就是教会的时间段，是在旧约里没有被预言的。
When did the church begin?
教会是从什么时候开始的呢？
Well, 10 days after Jesus ascend back to heaven, the Holy Spirit was poured down to earth.
在耶稣受难升天十天以后，圣灵降临到 教会开始。
And all the believers were baptized into one body, and that is the formation and the first day for the church.
所有的信徒受圣灵的洗，归入同一个肢体，成为教会开始。
Yeah, and the gospel was preached to all nations.
从此以后呢，福音就向各个民族开始传递了。
Now, when Jesus come back to the air,
当耶稣再来的时候，
the Holy Spirit is going to depart the world, but he's not going to depart and leave the believer behind on earth. They will go up with the Holy Spirit to meet the Lord Jesus in the air.
这里讲到呢，圣灵就会从这世界离开了，他会与信徒一起到空中与相遇。
So it makes perfect sense. The church age has a beginning and ending day with the descent of the Holy Spirit and the removal of the Holy Spirit from the world.
所以这里呢，就比较清晰的看到教会的时代从圣灵的降临到圣灵的提升。
Yeah, you can read it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, 4 to 8.
在提撒罗尼迦第后书的四章四到八节里边记载。
As soon as the church program ends, the program for Israel, that is, Daniel 70 resumes.
到教会的时间段结束的时候呢，犹太人的时间段又开启了。
Okay, and then, well, and then Israel will be in the last 7 years tribulation.
那以色列就要经历最后七年的大灾难。
Okay, I'm coming to the last reason why the pre-tribulation rapture is correct.
最后呢，这是最后一个原因，我要解释一下为什么在灾前提的是比较正确的。
Remember, Jesus said, "No one knows about the day and hour of His return."
记得主耶稣对我们说，没有人知道主回来的日子和时辰吗？
If the church enters the tribulation period, one can figure out Jesus' return day based on Daniel's prophecy and witness events unfold according to the sequence in the book of Revelation.
如果教会进入灾难的阶段呢，大家就可以算出来耶稣回来的日子，根据但以理的预言，也可以看到在圣启示录所描述的光景了。
Because if you know the beginning of this 70 week, which is a tribulation period, you just count 7 years, which is three and a half years for altogether 2,520 days.And then, that's the end of tribulation and Jesus Christ come down.
如果你知道这个开始，这三年半加上三年半，你大概可以估摸到耶稣来的日子了。
Especially if we have to go through the mid-tribulation, okay, and you see the Antichrist, in the temple of God.
我们就要经历这个大灾难，我们能够看到在神的殿里的敌基督的出现。
Yeah. Once you see him in the temple of God, there will be 1,260 days before the end, when Jesus comes back down.
如果你在神的殿里看见敌基督的出现，你就知道还有1260天耶稣再来。
However, if the church is raptured before the tribulation begins, then we don't know when is the beginning time because we'll be raptured.
那如果教会在大灾难之前被提呢，我们就会不会知道了。
Because we don't experience the beginning.
我们就不会经历大灾难的起头。
There is no event prophesized in the church age before the rapture.
在圣经里边没有预言在大灾难在被提升之前会发生什么。
Yeah.There's no prophetic event prophesied on the calendar.
那在神的这个预言的日历上面没有说在提升之前会有什么事情发生。
Okay. So I finished the seventh reason why I believe tribulation rapture is correct.
所以我给大家陈述了这七个理由，我认为在灾前被提是正确的。
Now, these are not reasons I come up with. I did a lot of research and get help.Many godly people.
这不是我自己想出来的，突发一想的，是我参考了很多的资料。
And I read people who have different view, people who have view of a mid-tribulation rapture and post-tribulation rapture.
我也看了很多不同观点的人，就是灾前、灾中、灾后的人不同的说法。
One of the people who really convinced me is Pastor John MacArthur.
其中有一个人就是麦克阿瑟牧师呢，他所讲的是让我比较有信心。
The senior pastor of Great Community Church in Sun Valley, California.
他是加州 Sun Valley 的 Grace Community 教会的主任牧师。
Yeah, and he's the president of Marquette College and Seminary.
他是主人大学和神学院的校长。
One of his message series was Will the church go through the tribulation?
其中他的一个讲道的系列就讲教会有没有可能经过大灾难。
You can hear his message and read about it in his website.
你可以上他的网站去听一听。
He was acknowledged as one of the most influential preachersof his time.
他被认为当代是最有影响的布道家。
He emphasized on rightly dividing the word of truth and verse by verse exegesis.
他呢比较注重的是按照正义解经真理的道，而且逐字的解释。
MacArthur received many awards for the book he wrote, including his Bible commentary, which has been translated.Into many languages, including the Chinese.
他的解经的书呢是非常有名的，而且被翻译成很多的语言，也包括中文。
Another person that is very helpful is called is Dr. John Wolfe.
另外一个比较对我有帮助的人，他是John Wolfe 博士。
He already gone into the, be with the Lord, but he was a long time president of Dallas Theological Seminary.
他已经过世了，与神在一起。他是曾经是达拉斯神学院的长时间的校长。
Yeah, he was one of the most prominent evangelical scholars of his generation.
他所在的时代的一个非常有名的圣经的学者。
And he's known worldwide and considered one of the world's foremost interpreters of biblical prophecy.
他是认为是世界上非常有名的对圣经里的预言的解说家。
In 1990, when the second edition of his book called Armageddon, Oil and Terror came out, President George H. Bush requested a copy of his book.For his White House staff to read.
1990年呢，老布什总统呢， 要求大家他的 advisor 的话，他的去读他写的这本书。
So he's very influential and very authoritative indeed.
他的确是非常有影响力，非常有权威，在这一个专题下。
And then one last person I think is very helpful. His name is Arthur Payne. He wrote a book called The Redeemer's Return.
另外一个非常有影响力的人是Arthur Pink， 他写的书Redeemer 的 Return。
Now he was not well known during his time, and he's not well known in this age either. But he was one of the leading Bible scholars of the 20th century, and he was widely recognized as a man called and born to write.
现在也许不多人知道他，但是二十世纪非常有名的圣经的学者，他呢被大家认为他是生下来就可以可以写作的，非常有天赋。
Yeah, among his readers were great preachers like Martin Lloyd Jones, who highly recommend the young minister to read Pink's book.
其中他的读者当中有非常有名的中马田牧师呢，就建议年轻的牧者要读他的书。
His writing sparked a revival of expository preaching and focused readers' heart on biblical living.
因为他的写作呢，就兴起了释经讲道，而且让大家用圣经的原则去生活的一种热潮。
Okay, I've come to the end of my sermon, but I have a few last words.
我的信息马上就结束了，我要给大家在最后讲几句话。
It is certainly very comforting to know that the church would not need to go through the end times of big tribulation.
的确是令人安慰的，就是我们如果基督徒不需要经历大灾难。
But if this confidence leads anybody to slacken and become unmindful of the Lord's return, he should sing again.
如果这样的安慰呢，让你觉得松懈，你也不再考虑主的再来的话，你就应该再郑重的思考了。
How should we prepare for the Lord's return?
我们怎么样来预备主的再来呢？
Who will be raptured and who will be left behind?
谁会被提升，谁会被留下呢？
Let us explore the answers to these questions in the future.
让我们在未来的时间继续来查考这些问题。
Let us conclude today's message with a response song, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending.
让我们一起来唱救主降临的诗歌来作为今天的回应。
眼看救主施展三面金子，天三云降临，千万三途皆得三星欢唱，开歌震乾坤，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，基督君王今降临。千万百姓举目赞扬救主何大威严，十字埋主钉主同当都举起在主面前，悲哀痛苦，悲哀痛苦，心间真理在亚面。常言说往山林的树好大恩典尽实现，世人说起忠心善途今与主显现云间，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，荣耀日间主显现。 山深错远上出金台山腰为心到永远教主耶稣愿你快来见你国度在人间哈利路亚哈利路亚